I listened to Drew's show extensively yesterday without driving around. I had to go to Sarasota yesterday on the way back, I heard. And Drew was doing It's Okay, It's Not Okay about Mike Evans and him sitting for the national anthem.
Okay.
You were not here yesterday.
I was not here.
Okay or not okay?
Not okay.
But he has the right to do it.
Yeah, absolutely has the right to do it. But whether he should or not, I say no, he shouldn't. He's an idiot.
I was very surprised that Drew said it was okay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then Drew said, everybody says the same thing. Yeah, he has the right to do it, but he shouldn't do it. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a, I don't know. I don't, but see, then again, I'm torn because in the beginning I was like, F Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, I don't like the way Colin Kaepernick did it. But if you want to draw attention to a cause or to anything, do that. Because that's that's all everybody talked about for the first, you know, 3 weeks of the football season.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happened. All they talked about was the backup quarterback from San Francisco.
Right.
So it definitely worked. I wonder how selfish this is of Mike Evans and how much he's really doing this to make this about him. He might have saw the success of Kaepernick. Then yesterday, I came across something that made me wonder. Maybe it's just something as a white guy that I'm really not understanding. Donald Trump is not the best guy in the world. He has done plenty of things to make me go, he might be kind of a scumbag. But I'm having a hard time putting a finger on the things where you have to worry if you're that he's racist and have to worry if you're gay. I told you my gay cousin blocked me on Facebook without any warning or any word to me.
Yeah, family.
And I am very open-minded. I have never spoke ill of gay people.
Hired a gay executive producer.
Openly gay too, guys.
I have several transgendered friends, literally several transgendered friends on my Facebook list.
Right.
I have gay friends on my Facebook list. And I say that like not like, oh, I have a gay friend. I mean like there you can go look at it. I have them cataloged in my Facebook.
Gay people.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that there's never been anything on my page to make you think that I am anti-gay. So why my own flesh and blood would choose to unfriend me is beyond me. But I am kind of curious, and I'd love to hear from black people what they are so angry with Donald Trump for. Like, what is Mike Evans? So it has to be a race thing. And here's why.
Okay.
Because last night while I was watching the hockey game, JT Brown scored a goal,
mm-hmm.
who is, in fact, black,
mm-hmm.
scored a goal, and then just seconds later got into a fight in which he locked up with the guy he was fighting with, and I hadn't seen anything like this in a while. Usually when you fight, you go, there's a little bit of a struggle, and somebody throws a good haymaker, and they throw haymakers. JT punched that guy in the face with 7 left jabs. Bam, 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 bam. Just bam, bam, bam. Just bam, punching him in the face. I thought it was great. So I tweeted at JT Brown. I was like, great, JT Brown scores a goal, and then 7 left jabs to the face. Awesome. So then I got in a wormhole. Then I was on his, I clicked on the link and was on his official Twitter page. First thing up there is a picture of Colin Kaepernick with his fist up in the air and a quote about standing for something. Then the next one is from 5 hours earlier, is a retweet from Mike Evans. Clearly, JT Brown is supporting Mike Evans and Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't hate him. He didn't sit down during the national anthem. He hasn't come out and he said anything negative. But he is definitely supporting what he did. Then I looked at JT Brown's wife's Twitter because it was on there, and a little bit because I'm a creep because she's really good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And on her thing was the day after the election, she said, I got up and cried today and hugged my husband and told him everything was going to be okay. And I'm like, what? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I must be missing it. Maybe it's me. I don't understand what is so overtly racist about Donald Trump that black people are afraid or angry and afraid of Donald Trump. I'm not seeing it. Yes, I know he said some stuff about women. He's not had the best. He's the whole grab him by the pee thing is going to haunt him for the rest of his life. And I'm not trying to take that away, women. But what is it about Donald Trump where are saying he's racist?
Whether this is racist or not, you be the decider or whatever. But he did say about the stop and frisk. He wanted to bring that back. So
I don't know if that's necessarily racist. I think that's... I'm not defending it. He didn't say stop black people and frisk them. He said, like, you...
Let me
just put this away. I went to the mall, okay? You walk around the mall, you see, especially about Christmas time, like around now, you see 1,000 people in 5 minutes. Out of those 1,000 people, you could probably pick the 3 worst criminals out of them all.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it. Or at least the 3 shadiest looking son of a bitches. They don't all have to be of a certain race or gender. You just know who the ones who are a little shifty are.
I would imagine, though, if you're a black person, and I have no idea, I'm not a black person, but I would imagine if you're a black person, stop and frisk says, hey, stop the black guy. You know, in your mind, that's what you're saying.
And I understand why they would be more concerned with that. But what I want to know, what is it now that Mike Evans is willing to throw away his endorsement career and willing to become the most hated athlete in Tampa right now? I mean, I've yet to find even that. What Drew has been the only one to take his side, and even that he was saying, "Look, I don't agree with sitting down during the national anthem, but he has every right to do so." And I don't think anybody's saying anything different than that. But I'm going so far as to say he should be penalized for it. We should never buy another Mike Evans jersey. He should never get an endorsement in this town, and he needs to apologize. And I said it yesterday on the show a dozen times. If Mike Evans wakes up and he says, "Hey, listen, this is a real emotional time. I couldn't believe Donald Trump was going to be president. I didn't know, and I did some stuff, but here's why I did it, and I'm sorry." Oh, I'm cool. Everybody gets emotional and they do stupid stuff sometime. But he's showed no sign of changing. He's Coach Cutter seemed like he was unaware of what was going to happen before it happened, and he says that it'll probably continue to happen for the rest of the season. And I don't think that's good for the Buccaneers. I heard WFLA this morning, which WFLA is on iHeart, which is the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Jack and Ted were both like, "I'll never go to another Bucs game." They wanted to bring. They were talking about collecting Buccaneers jerseys, not just Mike Evans jerseys. Buccaneers jerseys and lighting them on fire, and that is the home station for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or the home company for the broadcast of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Do you think the majority of this outrage comes because he decided to sit during the anthem on Veterans Day?
No, but I think it made it a lot worse.
Yeah.
I think it made it a lot worse.
But
also,
it wasn't, not in his defense, it also wasn't Veterans Day the day they did it. That was the day that they were celebrating it. I understand
that. But when
that
you only work one day a week, when you only have one televised game a week, and Veterans Day was Friday,
yeah,
but all of the sports all football that celebrated on Sunday.
I know, but again, when people are like, and I'm not for him, but I'm saying everybody's like, "Well, he sat on Veterans Day." Well, no, he sat 2 days after. But I understand the significance of it.
It's like saying your birthday was on a Monday and you celebrated on a Friday. That's because you wanted to go out and drink.
I have a collection.
Like my birthday was yesterday, and you guys are clearly celebrating. Oh no,
Friday.
Cool.
Carmen said you wanted to wait until she was here.
Yeah. I actually have a collection of quotes that Gawker compiled back in July of Donald Trump quotes on black people. I'd like to hear a few. And I'll give you the year, too, so you know when they're
actually
from. Because a person can grow over time. These are from 1989.
But also, if you tell me some of you taking something in 1989 and all the context and what you're saying, it could sound horrendously racist when I don't know what the context
Absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. Here's the first one. From 1989, a well-educated black has a tremendous advantage over a well-educated white in terms of the job market. I think sometimes a black may think that they don't have an advantage or this and that. I've said on one occasion, even about myself, if I were starting off today, I would love to be a well-educated black because I believe they do have an actual advantage.
Are we in agreement that the most racist thing is calling them a black?
Yes. A black. Yeah.
A black?
Yeah, that's the open letter I did. The blacks, the Jews.
Bob, you're on the Mike Calta show. Hello. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Mike. I just tuned in, and I was listening to you yesterday talking about Mike Evans, and I just want to point out, I'm wondering when the NFL or even the teams are going to step up and say something about these guys. I don't think they do have a right to protest during a game. They're a paid employee. They're on their dime.
Yeah, but Bob, listen to me, Bob. They absolutely do have the right, and if the NFL stepped in and said, you can't do this when you have the guaranteed right as an American to do it, that's a huge lawsuit for them. Yeah. If my job were to come to me today and tell me, hey, I can no longer talk about how I don't like Mike Evans, I could say whatever I want. So, if I got on the air and I broke the code of conduct rules of this company and did something along those lines, then they would have the right to fire me. But he has the right as an American citizen to do what he's doing. It's just disgraceful. And the NFL can't. I'm sure somebody is. I'm sure there's some director of player liaison relations that said, hey, what? How many more weeks are we going to do this? How do we figure? That's the only way they can approach it.
I don't disagree, but you know what? I'm not allowed to protest at my job. I could do it outside the building, but not while I'm paid and at work and on the company's dime. And I think they'd step up and say something like, hey, you know what? You want to say it? Get in front of the TV camera, say something intelligent. But you know what? When you're one of our employees, you're going to get up in the field and you're going to be respectful and stand up.
Yeah, and then yesterday it was brought up on Drew's show also, and thank you for the call, is why we are even playing the national anthem before the game and why we're incorporating all the military stuff in there. And I honestly think it is when you have a group of people that large, it is nice to stop and reflect on what makes it possible for you to be out there at a football game on a Sunday that in a house that houses 100,000 people and everybody out there having a good time. I think it's important to stop and realize the important things before you go and have fun. But, you know, if you're going to do that, you have to understand that not everybody is going to agree with you. You don't have to like it. I don't like it.
The other thing to that guy's point about the owner stepping in, that's the same as the owner should step in whenever the athletes are total thugs and they're killing people and doing all kind of stuff. But they won't because, hey, yeah, this guy, beat up a woman or whatever, but he got a lot of yards.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of catches. He gets a lot of touchdowns. So unless they all go, okay, we're all going to do it and we're all going to make a change, whatever, they're not going to do it. Individually, they won't do
that. That is a huge part of the problem, Mike Evans. You can't do it on a week where you only catch five passes.
Yeah.
You should have done it on an earlier week. DJ, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good, sir. What do you got? So DJ knows he's going to comment on why black people don't like Trump.
I love the show, first of all. I don't want to speak for all, but I personally think that the reason that black people are upset with him is because of the people he has at his rallies, and the type of language they use and the people who back him. He's never come out to disassociate himself with those people or the things that they say. He's never said, hey, don't do that, you know, don't act that way or thing.
Well, DJ, let me ask you, and I'm not trying to be argumentative here. I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I can only go by the one Trump rally that I went to, which was here in Tampa. There were several black people there. I mean, I wouldn't say it was equal, but there were a lot more black people than I expected to see. And there were certainly a lot more women than I ever expected to see. But I didn't hear anything racist being chanted from anybody. I did get a feeling a little bit like it was kind of like at a Hitler Youth rally. But but there wasn't anything that was particularly racist. Right. That was just in my head.
Well, I agree with that. Well, I wasn't there, but I take your word for that. But what I'm talking about is when you have videos on social media that, you know, go viral and, you know, you're talking about 2, 3, 4 million people see these videos in the span of a few hours, that's what people are going to assume goes on at every Trump rally. So that's what people associate that with. And he never comes out and says, you know, to try and distance himself from those people. Like, I don't need your support.
I don't recall, and I've watched a lot of stuff. Was there something that was particularly racist at a Trump rally that I'm not seeing? I know there was a lot of people protesting and being loud, and he was all for them getting beat up and getting thrown out. But I don't know if that the only one that I remember seeing was the black guy being escorted out when the old man punched him in the face. And you can't put that one on Trump.
You can't directly say that, you know, Donald Trump told that man to assault him or things like that. But all the videos that I've seen show there are multiple videos of individuals shouting the N-word, shouting the F-word. I don't know if I can say that.
No, don't say that word. somebody said to me yesterday, you're always defending Donald Trump. I'm only going to defend him what I think is happening is that, do you know a lot of, DJ, a lot of these folks at the rallies, these protesters are bust in. These organized rallies that appear like they are so organic and that all the people just took to the streets because they were so upset is fake. It's a gentleman named George Soros, who's a billionaire and who's a Democrat, and he buses these protesters into different cities. Did the same thing with the Black Lives Matter stuff. And these protesters are being paid to be out there and protest, and they're not even sure what the hell is going on. They just got a gig. And then they take the clips like you're seeing, and they put them all over social media, and then you point to Donald Trump and go, it's his fault. When, in fact, he's the guy on stage and has nothing to do with what goes on in the crowd. And believe me, There are going to be some lunatics that show up for Trump. There's going to be some lunatics that show up for Hillary, Bernie. You can't control that. You can't blame the crowd on the guy that's up there. Now, if he's up there with his arm raised in the air and following along and saying, throw the N-words out, oh, you might be on to something.
Yeah, he can't, you know, yeah, he's not doing that. But, again, I think the problem is people don't see him disassociate himself with that kind of behavior. And that's what people associate him with, because he's not trying to do anything to kind of stop it or something like that. So I think that's the reason.
All right. But thank you for your call. I don't.
No problem.
I can't say that I can necessarily agree with you, because I really can't point to examples. I know what you're saying, but I don't see that. I could see him as a guy who's running for president. Maybe should have come out and a couple of times distanced himself from some of the violence at his rallies. But the violence wasn't racist. The violence was people who just didn't like him and were chanting and being loud at his gathering. And he, instead of just sitting back and letting security go, he's a little bit of a baby. And he was like, throw him out, get him out, punch him in the face. But it didn't have anything to do with whether he was black or white.
See, I think I disagree. I think it was very smart on Trump's part to let, if there was going to be violence at his rallies, to not mention it at all, because you're letting the violence happen. You're getting all this attention for your rally. And then yesterday he came out and said all this hatred that's going on, you know, so he had to stop, looked at the camera and said stop.
Yeah.
So he is commenting
on
it.
Now.
Yeah, you know, he is. That's what I'm saying. So it was it smart of him to, while he was running, let all this happen, and now that he's actually won, now he's saying, okay, now everyone needs to relax?
The other thing is that gay people, he's already looking at appointing an openly gay guy to his cabinet.
Not enough.
No, that's just one.
No, I know.
And that's just one, and it's open. God knows how many closeted gays are going to be in his yeah. area, if they're not already. And then the other thing is, it's already said, look, gay marriage is already passed. I'm beyond it. I don't need to talk about it anymore. But like, my cousin was like, this is why I'm in fear.
Yeah.
Of what?
We played
what do
that
you
audio
think?
Of the people yesterday down at the Trump rally, and Jake even asked, it was a gay couple who had been married for 4 years, and he asked him, why are you scared of Trump? And they said, he's going to take away our rights. And Jake said, but he already came out in support of gay marriage. And they said, bull crap. We're going to lose our rights. They just keep going. People just keep going back to, we're going to lose our rights.
Well,
they don't have
Pence.
Any evidence to show. Obviously, he says some weird things.
Right.
I agree. And
Pence.
He's only a heartbeat. Yeah. But he is only a heartbeat away from being the president after.
Away.
Yeah. Oh, Donald
true.
Trump's an older man. I mean, you have to realize that's a very scary. I see why gay people could be scared of Mike Pence.
Yeah,
I don't
you do.
See, yeah, I do. But I don't see Donald Trump, because I don't feel like as long as Donald Trump is healthy and in the office, I feel like it's going to be okay. It's
and
more.
And nobody's leading Pence rallies.
Right.
They're leading anti-Trump rallies. Let me go to... What? Why is there... Is that a guy on line one? What's an oil?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
We'll pick it up. Let's schedule
why this.
Why
do you want an oil? Rob, go ahead, Rob.
Hi.
Yeah, on the news the other day, or yesterday actually, they were talking about, and they even said it, a private company can impose discipline and fire an employee, you know, for doing something like what Mike Evans did. A government agency can't do that, but a private company can. He is hurting their bottom line. If he's going to hurt their profits, they can do whatever the heck they want. As discipline and fire him.
There is no way in the world that organization is going to tell Mike Evans that he has to stand if he does not want to stand
I'm just telling you,
the minute that they do, legal or not, he will have a lawsuit against them backed by the players' union, and he is not going to lose.
He'll lose.
He will never lose. He will not in this country. He will never lose.
He's affecting the reputation and bottom line dollars of that company.
Well, I'm telling you right now, he has every right as an American.
Okay, let's put it this way.
No.
I'll put it to you like this.
Don't do
Chick-fil-A.
It.
Chick-fil-A. They're a Christian company. If they have an employee that is a Satanist and they go to a Satanist rally, they can fire that employee because he's going against the beliefs of that company.
There is a difference in the two, I no, absolutely, you're wrong. You're wrong. If he tries to perhaps, no, listen to me, if he tries to practice his Satanism at their place and publicly do that there, that he can get fired for. Him going to a rally is freedom of religion. He would sue the hell out of them.
Okay, well, you just said it yourself. If he's practicing it there at work, well, Mike Evans is practicing his beliefs and putting his agenda at work time.
I would rather Mike Evans be a Satanist and sacrifice a lamb on the sidelines of the field. I think more people would be interested in that.
That'd be awesome.
All right, let me take one more phone call and we got to do news. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, I think this all begins with the day that Trump was being interviewed. And here's a gentleman that says he's the smartest man, smarter than General Rose, ready to be our president, but had no idea who David Duke or the organization that he represented, who they were. I think that began everybody's concern.
Here's the thing. I don't care what anybody says. If you think that Hillary Clinton or Ronald Reagan or anybody that was running for president in a tight race is going to not want votes from a certain group of people, you're wrong. I don't care what it is.
They would have been intelligent enough to say, yes, they know who they are and that they do not want their support, even though in the background they were happy to have it. And that's what he should have done. But there's the beginning, and then the end, you have him giving his top advisory position to Steve Bannon, who is the promoter of the alt-right, who is the new modern-day KKK. So you have the beginning of him denying that he knows who they are, and then you have, in the end, he makes somebody that promotes them his head strategist.
Listen.
And everything else in the middle adds up.
Let me tell you.
It makes me concerned about where the country can go as far as race relationships are concerned.
I have to tell you, Eric, if you were protesting Trump and you came out and you gave those reasons, you would seem a lot more intelligent than Mike Evans, who said he thought that Ashton Kutcher was going to come out and tell us that we got punked. Or when Ashton Kutcher tweeted that America just got punked and he couldn't believe that a character like Donald Trump would run. His reasoning doesn't even come close to where you're at. This is a guy who just didn't like the guy. And he is, I want to know, I'm more concerned, so I could look at you and I could say, okay, I see what you're saying, and I can understand why J.T. Brown may be a little bit concerned, and J.T. Brown's concerned privately, and he's not sitting down and protesting the national anthem, but Mike Evans has no clue, and he didn't vote. On top of the fact that he is so being the guy out here today to complain about who the president is, he didn't vote on top of it. Makes it a lot worse. Do you want to hear Jake with his interview with Mike Evans?
Sure.
I haven't heard any of this. It's going to be terrible.
As written up in Variety, Rob Gargiulo says, it's the best. We found a new street guy.
Is it good?
No,
he is very persistent, and that's what you.
So you couldn't get him on the way in. Jake couldn't get him on the way in because they snuck him in through a back door. But he did chase him on the way out. He did. He was just quiet about it.
Mike, do you have anything to say to the veterans who feel disrespected by what you did on Sunday?
I already said what I said in the interview. There's no disrespect to the veterans.
Now, did you vote in this election? And if so, who did you vote for?
No comment.
Because I think you'd pretty much look like a jackass if you're protesting an election you didn't even vote for.
That's your opinion.
Who is that in the background?
So one of the handlers must be going, don't incite him. Don't get him started.
Get him started.
Mike, what about what Dirk Cutter said about being disappointed in the way you've handled yourself in the situation?
Everybody has their own opinion.
Mike, is it true that you're doing this because you're jealous of Kaepernick's afro?
Now, why you couldn't ask that first?
Come on, man. Work with me a little bit. Work with me on this one.
You came in here wrong. He was speaking to you. She was wrong right here, man.
But for real, talk to me. So what is it about Trump?
I was at my teammate's charity event and trying to.
How was the event? Yeah. So what is it about
Trump? A lot of money.
That's good. That's a great thing. Now, what is it about Trump that bothers you so much?
It's just the whole election period.
Just the process or the people involved? That's it?
I'm about to go home to my beautiful wife.
She is beautiful, by the way. Yes.
God bless you.
Can we just say that Mike Evans is pretty cool?
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool way to handle it. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, he could have been a huge dick.
Listen to me. I'm going to say this for the last time. I've said this like 5 times in the last 2 days. Mike Evans does not seem like a bad guy. He just seems like a guy who did something stupid. And he is still within the apology time frame. He could still come out and say, I got caught up in the emotion. I think I did the wrong thing. That seemed to be the trendy protest would be to sit out the national anthem. But as time has gone on and I've reflected on it, I do feel like it's disrespectful. And although I still don't agree with Trump and the election, I'm no longer going to do that. Forgiven. Anybody else disagree with that?
No.
If he comes out and he says, I hate Trump, I don't agree with the election, but I think I made a mistake by sitting down during the national anthem. I love this country. This country has allowed me to play a game and become a millionaire. And I love the freedoms that I have because of the veterans that fought for that freedoms. And with that, I still don't agree with Trump. I will not endorse Trump. And I'm sorry that I sat during the national anthem. I will not do it anymore. I say we forgive Mike Evans. But until he says that, he's still in the bad column.
I don't think he's going to say that.
I think he has it in him. I do think he has it in him. He doesn't seem like a bad guy. Did you hear him in that interview? He laughed and everything. And think about old big-ass Jake chasing you down.
Interesting election you didn't even vote for.
That's your opinion.
Mike, what about what Dirk Cutter said about being disappointed in the way you've handled yourself in the situation?
By the way, if you go back to that first question right before that, whatever, where he says you look like a jackass, that's good. Saying it right
to
him.
Won this election, if so, who did you vote for?
No comment.
Because I think you'd pretty much look like a jackass if you're protesting an election you didn't even vote for.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, he's firing him up. You can tell he wanted to say something. I got to tell you, I think that if Mike Evans comes out and says, hey, he didn't even have to kiss ass, apologize. All he has to say is, maybe I went about it the wrong way. I'm filled with emotion right now, and sometimes it clouds your logical way of thinking, and I think that I could have done it a better way. I'm still not a fan of Trump. You don't have to be a fan of the president. I didn't like Obama the last couple of years. You don't have to fully endorse the president. But you can go ahead and you can say, hey, I don't like him, but maybe I went about it the wrong way. Maybe because that was the cool thing to do this year, I got caught up in it, and I sat down during the national anthem when I shouldn't have.
Right.
But you bet this Sunday I'll be up with my hand on my heart and play the best football I've ever played. Then I think everybody goes, okay, mistake made, mistake taken away.
Do you think he sits again for the next game?
He says he's gonna. That's just being a defiant jerk-off. You know?
I don't know what his thing is, man, but... what do you think? Maybe his wife has anything to do with this? I don't know. I've never seen his wife before.
Why are you blaming his wife?
Yeah, okay, he brought her up.
When the Colin Kaepernick stuff came out, it was Colin Kaepernick, but then everybody started tracing it back to him dating some girl who was very involved in the
right.
Black Lives Matter movement, or either married or dating or in a relationship and involved, and then that girl got him to go kneel, and that's what everybody was saying, was that she was the reason why he was doing this protest, was because all of a sudden he had hooked up with this girl who believed this stuff.
But you know what? You can't blame the girl. So maybe she just enlightened him. Maybe she
gets him all riled up.
Not just riled up, but maybe you know, he was like, he never thought about it. And then when he heard her point of view, he was like, man, that's how I feel. You can't blame her. But I get what you're saying.
And he's also not 16. It's not like your wife was a Hillary. You were able to go, well, guess what? I'm not. You're able
because
to.
I know that's a terrible choice.
Yeah, but you're able to have a different opinion than the person that you're with.
Yeah, so. I got to tell you, I think that that the fact that my wife and I did not agree on the election actually brought us even a little bit closer. And, you know, we're married. We can't get much closer. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we actually had a good time the last couple of months discussing things and kind of lightly arguing about it. And she did. I did understand her opinion a little bit more because she was able to express it without being a bitch about it. And we no, I mean, like, you know, like, yeah. Like people want to tell you their side of the story, they usually yell it at you.
Yeah, right.
You did it, and your guy did it, not my president. You're like, oh, shut up. But she was like, well, like, my main concern was healthcare and this and the other thing. And I was like, oh, well, that is something that they. And then I saw where she was coming from, and she wasn't just like, I'm with her.
But the good thing about it is the people that argue and scream like that and stuff, they seem very well informed. Like, they know what they're talking
about. Galvin, you should have heard some of those people from yesterday when we sent Jake out to the Trump rally, and not my president rally.
Right.
There was like, I would say 80% of the people they talked to got all the information wrong. Had no idea what they were talking about.
Clueless.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.